Okay, this is a tutorial for the Sharp Talking Time 1. Holding it in your hand with the lanyard facing to the top. That's the top of the unit. And then right in front and a little bit over to the left of the lanyard is a dial. And that is turns on the unit and also adjusts the volume. So if you turn it on, you'll feel it click on. And then right, if you follow the lanyard down around to the front of the unit, top right corner, there's a button. That button announces all the time, and that will also announce and do other things as well. We'll get to that here in a minute. Now, flipping it over on the back, you have the battery door. I'm looking at it on the back sideways with the lanyard to the facing to the right, and down bottom left in the back is the slide door for the battery cover that takes two, I believe they're, looks like two AA batteries that slide in. And then to the top right of the back is a door that you have to get your fingernail under a little indention and pop the door open. Now that door, underneath that door, there is really all your controls. Now you have a slide switch. There are two slide switches. There's a left slide switch, and then there's a right slide switch. Now, the left slide switch has several different positions. So sliding it all the way to the left, that's one position, and then two positions, and then three, and then four, five, six. There's six different positions a slide switch can be in from left to right. Now, when it's in the middle, that is basically in the standby mode announced time. If you slide it all the way to the very left, as far as it'll go, that is the set time, that puts it in set time mode. Now, below that slide switch on the left, there are three rubber round buttons. On the left, you have the hour, then to the right of that, you have the minute, and to the right of that, you have the set button. So, let's set the time. It is 9:21 p.m., so we're going to press the left button until we get to 9.
7, 8, 9.
Now, we need to know if it's a.m. or p.m., so if we hit this
9:53 a.m.
Okay, so I hit the front button, and that told us it's 9:53, so we need to cycle around to get it to p.m. So I'm going to cycle, keep pressing the left button.
11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I'm going to press the button on the front.
9:53 a.m.
There's our p.m., okay? And the minutes is 9:21. So probably by the time we get to it, it's going to be 22. So you can actually hold in, if you want, on the minute button, which is to the right of the hour, and it will go 10 seconds at a time.
20.
Now we're going to stop at 20, and then we're going to press it twice.
22.
Now it's 9:22, and then we're going to press the button to the right of the minute button, and that's the set.
9:22 p.m.
And then we'll flip that switch, slide switch, back two spots over into the middle, and that is now in standby mode and clock mode.
It's 9:22 p.m.
So that's our time. That's how you set the time. Now, if you flip the slide switch over one notch instead of two, that's when it puts it in alarm set mode. So I'm going to slide it over one notch, and I'm going to press the front button.
12 o'clock a.m.
So that tells us that it's our alarm is set for 12 o'clock a.m. So we're going to go ahead and set the alarm for 9:24 p.m. so we can hear it go off. So
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 o'clock a.m.
Okay, I got to cycle around.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay, now I'm going to go to the minutes.
10, 20, 20, 20, 23, 24, 9, 24 p.m.
Okay, now I'm going to slide the slide switch back one slide to the right, and that puts the, now that we've set the alarm, now you're going to go over to the right slide switch, the slide switch over to the right, and you have three options here.
9:24 p.m.
If you flip the slide switch to the left, it
9:24 p.m.
announces what our alarm is set for, and that turns the alarm on.
It's 9:23 p.m.
Okay, so we're going to leave that slid over to the left, and the alarm will go off at 9:24, and we can hear the alarm. So there's a slide switch on the left, and there's a slide switch on the right. We're working with the slide switch on the right. There's our alarm.
It's 9:24 p.m.
Plays a nice little tune. Okay, so if the right slide switch is all the way to the left, the alarm is on. If the slide switch on the right is in the middle, then the alarm is off. And if you flip the slide switch to the right, that is hourly announced, that's hourly chime. So if we want to see how that works, I'm going to go ahead and set the hour to almost 10 o'clock.
40, 50, 56, 58, 59, 9, 59 p.m.
Okay, so now when 10 o'clock goes off, we'll hear an hourly chime because the right slide switch is all the way to the right. That's chime. When it's all the way to the left, it's alarm on. So we should hear the chime shortly. Waiting here. Should be getting close. There we go.
10 o'clock.
Okay. All right, that's our hourly chime. Okay, so on that right slide switch, if we slide it back into the middle, that puts it, turns off the alarm, turns off the hourly chime. So it's now in just regular clock mode. Now we're going to go back to the left slide switch, and now we're going to talk about the positions to the right of middle. Okay? There, all the way to the left is time set. One to the right of that is alarm set. And then one to the right of that is clock mode where it's just in standby. Now, if we slide the slide switch now one position to the right, that puts it into a timer like a countdown timer. So if I press the front button,
time every minute.
Okay.
5 seconds. Time every minute.
Okay, this is a count that's counting up. That's like a stopwatch. Okay? That's not a timer. It's counting up. If you press the front button,
13 seconds elapsed.
Tells us how much has elapsed.
Elapsed time every minute.
Okay.
4 seconds elapsed.
Okay. If you press it twice.
1 second elapsed. Elapsed time every minute. 3 seconds elapsed. the elapsed time every minute.
So you can kind of play with that. That's the count up. It'll tell you every minute. It's counting up like a stopwatch, and you can press the front button, and it will tell you at what point it is at.
20 seconds.
Okay, so that tells us 20 seconds. It's counted up, and then if we could press it again,
the elapsed time every minute.
Now it resets itself. So if you
the elapsed time every minute, 3 seconds elapsed.
So that's basically resetting itself, and then you press it, it tells you how much has elapsed. If we let it go, it will tell us after a minute that it's counted up a minute. So let's let it go. And when it approaches a minute, it will tell us. That will be getting close. Should be getting close here. Should be getting to a minute, I thought, by now. Unless I accidentally paused it. Let me press. Okay, let me let that go. And see, it should be counting up now. And we should be getting to a minute here in just a little bit. Pretty sure that started it. Well, I don't know exactly how to operate. There we go. So it'll tell you every minute, it'll tell you when the time has elapsed. For a minute.
The elapsed time every minute.
So that's pretty cool.
The elapsed time every minute.
Okay.
4 seconds elapsed. The elapsed time every minute.
Now, I believe you can actually customize this. So if you go down to the rubber buttons to adjust the hour and minute, you can't do seconds. I don't believe you can do seconds. No. Okay. So you can do hours and minutes. Now if you slide, so that's every 1 minute it will announce. If you slide the switch one more to the right, now.
31 seconds elapsed. The elapsed time every 5 minutes.
Now it will tell you every 5 minutes when the time's elapsed. Okay.
9 seconds elapsed.
And when you press the button that one time, it will tell you how much time has elapsed. And I thought there was a way to pause it and unpause it, but I'm not exactly sure how well that works. Let's try that.
The elapsed time every 5 minutes.
That seems to clear it when you press it twice.
6 seconds elapsed.
6 seconds.
The elapsed time every 5 minutes.
Thought there was a way to continue to check it. I don't know.
Elapsed time every 5 minutes.
Now, say you want to do every 2 minutes. So you've got 1 minute switch and you've got a 5 minute switch. You can go down here and you can hit the minute button.
18 seconds. Elapsed time every 5 minutes.
Well, I thought you can hit the... Well, let's see. I thought it's a way to hit the...
9:24 p.m.
Well, I'm not sure.
The elapsed time every 5 minutes.
Okay, well, I guess you, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know half the things this thing can do. So you got 1 minute, you got 5 minutes. I'm going to flip the switch over again to the right. And now?
18 seconds. The elapsed time every 30 minutes.
Every 30 minutes, it will tell you. So you can go 1, 5, or 30. 1, 5, or 30. That's how.
18 seconds elapsed.
So 1, 5, and 30, that's the stopwatch, the count up. And those are the three position switches there. Now, you have a, there is a little bitty switch to the right of the set button on the rubber buttons, the three rubber buttons at the bottom. Bottom left, you got hour, minute, and then set. There's a little bitty indented switch to the right of that button, all the way to the right, and you have to get your fingernail over there on it. And if you flip that switch to the right, that changes it to count down. So when this, that little bitty switch is flipped to the left, it's count up. When you flip that switch to the right, it's count down. So I flip the switch. Now let's see what it says.
7 seconds elapsed, 4 seconds elapsed, 7 seconds elapsed, 13 seconds elapsed, 14 seconds elapsed, 20 seconds elapsed, 22 seconds elapsed, 24 seconds elapsed, 24 seconds elapsed.
Okay,
Let's hold a second here. 24 seconds, 27 seconds elapsed, 29 seconds elapsed, 33 seconds elapsed, 35 seconds elapsed.
Well, okay, I guess I'm wrong. When you flip that switch to the right, it's still a count up timer, but now when it's this way, make sure I got the switch flipped over there. Yeah. So now you can pause it and do whatever you want. So I'm going to...
The elapsed time every 10 seconds. 6 seconds elapsed. 10 seconds
elapsed. Okay. So that
1 second elapsed, 3 seconds elapsed, 5 seconds elapsed.
You can press the button on the front and it will continue to tell you how much time has gone by. Anytime you press it,
14 seconds elapsed.
It that way you can keep track exactly. If you press it twice, it pauses it.
20 seconds elapsed.
Okay, so I pause it at 20 seconds, press it again.
20 seconds.
It starts back again. Press it again.
25 seconds.
And now it started. See, now you can hear it. So there is
elapsed time every 10 seconds.
There are ways that you can to work.
10 seconds elapsed.
Now it's announcing every 10 seconds. I don't know how I got it to 10 seconds to announce the elapsed time. Let me try something here.
The elapsed time every 10 seconds.
Trying to figure out.
5 seconds elapsed. The elapsed time every 10 seconds.
I somehow got it to 10, and I don't know how I got it to 10 seconds.
10 seconds
elapsed. Let's see. 15 seconds. 17 seconds elapsed. So somehow, I got it. Let's see. Yeah. Let's. Anyway,
17 seconds, 20 seconds elapsed.
Anyway, you can play with this, but that's kind of the basic gist. I don't. There might be a manual online, but if the switch is flipped to the right, that little bitty indented switch, then it easier to control.
3 seconds.
How much time has elapsed, and you can check at any time and pause it. And if the switch is flipped to the left, then it puts it into the other mode where you've got 1 minute, 5 minute, 30 minutes. And then if you flip it over to the right, it treats your stopwatch in a little different way. So, just some things to play with there. That's the best I can do to give you a tutorial on this.
2 seconds elapsed. 3 seconds elapsed.
But,
3 seconds elapsed. 5 seconds.
Let's see.
8 seconds. 9 seconds.
But, you can play with it. And should be able to figure out kind of. Okay, I think I figured it out. Okay, so with the little indented switch flipped to the right, on the right slide switch, if you flip that right slide switch all the way over to the right, where it would be an hourly chime, and you pause the stopwatch. So right now it's paused.
Elapsed time every 3 minutes.
Okay. So it's going now. If I pause it, if I hit it once.
9 seconds elapsed.
Tells how much elapsed. But I pause it.
13 seconds elapsed.
Press that front button twice quickly. Pauses it. Now, if I go down to those rubber buttons and I press the minute button, it will change to minute, different minutes. Well, it did it a second ago. Why didn't it do it now? Hold on. Okay, there we go. The right slide switch. Sometimes, okay, you have to, when the switch is flipped all the way to the right, that little bitty indented switch to the right of the rubber buttons, you take the left slide switch, slide it all the way to the right. Then you take the right slide switch and put it in the middle, and that resets it, and then flip that to the right, which would be hourly chime in clock mode. Now, when you flip that to the right, then both slide switches are all the way to the right. You can go down to the rubber buttons, and you can adjust how long the interval that you want it to announce. So if I hit the minutes, that'll announce every 1 minute. Hit it again, that'll announce every 2 minutes. So you can set it. Say I want it to announce every 13 minutes.
11, 12, 13.
Okay, 13. Now, if I press the button, the big button in the front of the clock, now it will tell me that it's going to announce it every 13 minutes. There you go. And so now it'll announce every 13 minutes. So you can kind of customize how many minutes you want it to announce. And you can check that where it's at by any time by pressing the big button in the front, and that will tell you how much time has elapsed. 22 seconds has elapsed. Now, if you want to pause that, just press it twice quickly.
30 seconds.
Oops.
33 seconds elapsed.
Okay, now I paused it. I pressed it twice quickly. Pause it to 33 seconds. Press it once again.
33 seconds.
Now we're starting over. Now it continues to go and count up. And now if I press the button one more time,
42 seconds.
Now we're at 42. If I press it again, the big button fast, twice.
49 seconds.
Hear that beep, that double beep, that paused it. Press the button once, it unpauses it.
49 seconds.
Press
57 seconds elapsed.
Paused it right there, 57 seconds. Press the button one time.
57 seconds.
Now it starts up again. So there you go. Now when you press the button one time to see when it, to see where it is in the count up, it doesn't make any beep sound. Watch.
1 minute, 13 seconds.
So I pressed it once, it just said 1 minute, 13, no beeps. When you press it twice quickly to pause it, it beeps. Hear that? Okay, so it paused. Press the button one time. You'll hear another beep, but it's unpaused. Okay, so say you want to start over and you want to clear it. Take that very right slide switch, slide it to the middle, and then slide it back to the right. And now we'll start over.
Elapsed time every 10 seconds.
So there we go. But I didn't set it, so it's going to do 10 seconds. So I'm going to flip it to the middle to reset it. I'm going to flip it back to the right.
Elapsed time every 10 seconds.
See, the default is 10 seconds. Okay. So unless you actually go down and push those rubber buttons to set the time where you want it to count up, it's going to default to 10 seconds. So I'm going to flip the switches to the right. Now I'm going to go to the hour, and I'm going to press the hour. Hold on just a sec. Oh, okay, it doesn't let you do hours. Just minutes.
10, 20.
Oh, and the button to the right of minutes is seconds in this mode. So, it doesn't let you do hours, But now the button which is used to be the set button is now the seconds button. So you remember how I told you it defaults to 10 seconds? Flip it to the middle, flip it back, the right slide switch, flip to the middle, flip it back to the right. And now we're going to press that rubber button that's all the way to the right. These are seconds.
10, 20,
30, 40. So say we wanted to announce every 40 seconds. Now I can press the big button on the front.
Time every 40 seconds.
Now it'll tell us every 40 seconds. So how cool is that? Talk about an intricate, very, very detailed, in-depth clock for 1979. That's incredible. Now, say you want to get kind of crazy and you want to get precise. Okay, we're going to flip that right slide switch to the middle, flip it back to the right. Now let's say we want to announce it every 2 minutes and 3 seconds. So I'm going to hit the minute button. I'm going to hit the seconds button. Sorry, the seconds only goes 10, 20, 30, so it only goes in tens. So say we want to announce every 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50.
There we go. Hit the button on the front.
Elapsed time every 2 minutes, 50 seconds.
Now we have 2 minutes every 2 minutes and 50 seconds it will announce. So that's how intricate you can get with this thing in detail. That is with all switches to the right. So we're going to flip that right slide switch back into the middle. Now we're going to go down to this little indented slide switch to the right of the rubber buttons. We're going to flip it back to the left with your fingernail. You got to really get it in there because it's pretty well inset into this thing. And now we're back into regular mode. And now if I press the button on the front, now we're back to the regular stopwatch feature. So I'm going to flip the switch over into clock mode.
It's 10:24 p.m.
And there's our time. So that is the Sharp Talking Time 1 tutorial, and if it does any more than that, I don't know about it, but that's all I know, and I hope this helps, and I think that you will really enjoy this, as this is a really neat little clock for its age, for any age, even for this day and age, it's a cool little clock, so hope this helps, catch you later.